Let me tell you about Savior, our Savior, called Jesus. I want to read for you from Romans chapter 5, and we will begin with verse 6 down to verse 11. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 down to verse 11. Romans chapter 5, beginning with verse 6, says, "For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." That's Romans chapter 5, verse 6, down to verse 11. Here we are with our mind racing, going in so many different directions about so many things. I want to take a few minutes to talk to you about a Savior who cares. It's a Savior who loves. A Savior who offers hope. A Savior, as we read here, who gave Himself for us all. As Paul begins off writing there in Romans 5, verse 6, he says, we were without strength. We needed help. We didn't have the ability to continue on. In our times of distress and needing help, which has always been around, Christ died for the ungodly. And who is the ungodly? Well, in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, Romans chapter 3, verse 23, says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Who does that leave? That leaves nobody else. You and I. Christ died for you and I. Then he goes on in Romans 5. He says, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die." Christ died for the ungodly. Compare that to someone giving themselves for a righteous man. Or even how about just someone that was a good man. Think about different people that you maybe look up to and say, well, this is a good man. This is an extremely righteous man. Somebody will give their life for them. Paul says it'll happen. Rarely, maybe sometimes. Christ died for the ungodly. In our sin and our neglect, Christ died for us. He has died for all people. You think about what Jesus has done. And how He came into the world. He took on the form of flesh and blood. He lived here for so many years on the earth. He suffered. He was in anguish. He saw joy. He felt all the same emotions that we have felt. But then we get to that day where He died a cruel death, being humiliated, being mocked, being beaten, being scourged, and hanging on the cross. He was crucified and left there to suffocate and die for you and I. He was taken down from that cross, buried in the tomb, but not even death was able to stop Him. He arose from the dead. He arose and gave the marching orders and is now at the right hand of God. As Paul writes, he says and points out the need and the desire and the opportunity to be reconciled, to be joined with Him one day. Even in our time of neglect, even when we are considered enemies of God, we can still be reconciled to Him. And that is through this one we call Jesus. We can rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. So, how can I be reconciled? How can I be able to be joined? If I'm an enemy of God's, how can I be joined to Him now? I'll tell you how. The Bible points out so many things for us and a beautiful guide for us to be able to reach eternal life. First of all, I've got to hear Him. In Matthew 17, verse 5, Matthew 17, verse 5 says, "While He was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, 'This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear Him.'" You got to hear Jesus. God instructed the apostles, you need to hear Jesus in Matthew 17, verse 5. Based upon our hearing Him, we need to believe in Him. In John chapter 6, verse 69, here it says that, you know, fellow disciples following Jesus says, "Also we have come to believe and know that You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." We hear Jesus, we believe in Him, that He is the Christ, the Son of God. Based upon your belief, if you're willing to repent of your sins, you got to turn from sin. Recognize what sin does to an individual, separates you from God, turn from it, and begin to be obedient to God. In Luke chapter 24, verse 46 and verse 47, Luke chapter 24, verse 46 and verse 47, "Then He said to them, 'Thus it is written, thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem.'" We have to make a transformation in our life, and that is what repentance is all about. If you want to repent of your sins, also confess your belief in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 12, it says to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you also were called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. You got to confess your belief in Jesus Christ being the Son of God before all. Before all mankind. If you're willing to do those things, baptism. You need to be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." You need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, being baptized, immersed in the water. And if you're willing to do the things, you still need to be living obediently to God until death. In Revelation 2 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. "Do not fear any of those things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. There is laid out for us through the Scripture of what one needs to do to be reconciled, to be able to be joined together, to no longer be an enemy of God. And it's through Jesus Christ. Maybe this message has reached out to you, touched you in some sort of way where you have made it known and you have a desire that you want to become a child of God. And we'll be glad to help you and assist you. We meet here at the Norwalk Church of Christ at 386 North Edgewood Drive, Norwalk, Ohio. Zip code is 44857. You can also reach me. If you need to talk to me, contact me by email at danielpreaches@yahoo.com. Again, that's danielpreaches, all one word, @yahoo.com. Or maybe if you are not locally, geographically close to us, and maybe you're hearing this message and you're wanting to be able to have your sins washed away, you're desiring to become a child of God, I'll be glad to help you. Be able to try to point you in the right direction of getting in contact with another congregation that's closer to you to be able to help you in the matter. But I want you also to know, not only does Jesus love you, not only do we have a Savior that loves us and has given Himself for us, but we here at Norwalk, we care for you, we appreciate you, and we want to be able to reach out and help you if we can in any way. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a good day.